Danvers High boys basketball coach John Walsh is with us here prior to their game tonight against Lynn English High School. And John, what kind of a game are you expecting tonight?
I hope a competitive game. I mean, it seems every time we play each other, it's pretty competitive. I mean, going back to the last three times we've played them, I think it's been set. The game's been separated by about 8 points. So that's what I'm thinking. I don't know. I mean, we have our hands full. I mean, they have, in my opinion, the best player in the league, maybe the best player around, and Anthony Silfer, very hard to stop, you know, averaging a ton of points. So we know we have our hands full. And they got some other players, too, that are very well. They're very good players.
You took the words right out of my mouth. They have some guys that are, you know, can pop in off that bench and give them some intensity out there. And so when you look at the last game that you guys played against each other, which was just game two of the season, a two-point loss for you guys, what do you look to try to change?
Well, in that game, you know, we were up, and, you know, we fouled. We had a couple kids. Well, we had one kid in particular who handled the ball for us, foul out with 4 minutes and 20 seconds to go in the game. And that you know, that really hurt us. So hopefully we can play smart. You know, some stupid fouls in that game really came back to haunt us. And, you know, and they turned. And I thought that Lynn English did a great job, you know, once we were limited. I mean, we're not a very deep team. Rebounding hurt us, obviously. You know, our tallest guys, about 6'1". So we have to play kind of mistake-free to compete with some of these teams.
Tell me about any player news since we talked several weeks ago. Any thoughts about some of your players at all generally?
I think Trey's playing pretty well. He's shooting it really well. Justin Roberto has come in and, you know, was playing JV at the beginning of the year. And he's hit, I think it's 15 threes in the last five games. He had five at Marblehead, six against Rivera. Excuse me, 14, and he hit three in a game right before the Rivera games against Gloucester. So, you know, he's been giving us a little bit of a spark. Hopefully he can keep it going.
Yeah. Well, I guess, Coach, why don't we do the lineups here? Let's not waste any time here.
Number one, Rashad Francois. He's been playing pretty well for us. Streaky shooter. Plays as hard as anyone, though. Trey is, like I just said, has been shooting the ball really well, plays the point. Him and Devin Allen share the point. 12, Mike Ness has been rebounding and defending as good as anybody. Kieran Moriarty's been our center, our gigantic center for us. And then Devin Allen, you know, is just one of our leaders and, you know, very skilled player, very competitive player, and hopefully he can give us a lot tonight.
Yeah. Well, you kind of smile when you say Kieran, you're large center, because what is he? Is he 6'1"?
I think I'm taller than him, and I know I'm not. I'm a little under 6'1", so, you know.
Gotcha. All right, and again, there's no injuries or illnesses for Danvers basketball going into tonight's game.
No, not that I'm aware of as of right now, but you never know.
All right. Yeah. Well, there you go. That's Coach John Walsh from Danvers basketball here with us on MSONewsSports.com.